I'd like to read another poem for somebody. This poem is for a woman that I used to work with. I don't work with her anymore. Her name is Leanna Webster. And Leanna and I went to a meeting of something, I think it's called the College English Association. College teachers know about that. I do not belong to that, but Leanna does. We are quite different, but we're friends. And during the meeting, we broke for lunch, and at these things, you always have roast beef for lunch. Have you noticed? Anyone knows? Always. There is somewhere a catch of roast beef for these lunches. Anyway, we ate that, and Leanna went, while I was talking to a gentleman, she went and got some dessert. And she came back with ice cream, one ice cream in each hand. And I said, well, Leanna, maybe I don't want any. And she said, well, if you don't, I'll eat them both, because one is never enough for me. Well, I thought about that. I thought about Leanna and I being of the same age. And I think it's the age, you know, where you start thinking, wait a minute, is this it? This wasn't enough. And also, Leanna is, I think it's her third marriage. Anyway, I know a poem when I hear one. And so this is Leanna's poem for Leanna Webster. One is never enough for me, you said, surrounded by the lunch we could not taste for eating. And I smiled and thought about meals and mealmates and hunger and days and time and life and hunger. And you are right. It is not. It is never enough. And so this poem is for us, Leanna, two hungry ladies. And I wish for you what I wish for myself. More than one. More than one. More than one. Oh, thank you.